And welcome back. It's midday. It's Thursday. I'm Tom Hall, and Jaywin Russick is here, as she is almost every Thursday. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're talking theater. We are talking one of the biggest phenoms in the theater world, certainly probably in the entire history of theater, The Lion King. It's back in Baltimore for a fairly extended run at the Hippodrome Theater. Of course, Judy, you have seen The Lion King many times. A person in your profession would be expected to have done such. So this is a new touring production. Did it have any surprises for you?
Well, it had some in part because I was able to see it really close up. I think I was in the third row. And I could really appreciate the attention to detail in this show. I could see every single bead and shell that was sewn into the bodices that are worn by the lionesses. And Lion King opens with really the best opening, I think, for any Broadway show ever, certainly for any Disney show. The entire African animal kingdom comes down the aisles and onto the stage. It is just an extraordinary spectacle. The show is, I think you know, is directed by Julie Taymor, a MacArthur Genius Award recipient.
With Baltimore roots.
Yes, she got her first professional job at Center Stage, absolutely. For Lion King, she created these breathtaking puppets and masks and costumes. She combined influences from Africa and from Asia, and she came up with this look that is completely original. In terms of surprises, textually, there are a few updates. There were references to Twitter and to Frozen. Frankly, the visual effects in this show are so spellbinding. Even when you know they're coming, they still sort of reignite this sense of wonder. In the second act, for example, the mask of the dead Lion King, Mufasa, appears to his son, Simba. And it is this giant mask that comes together out of pieces that join up in the sky, and it created a just applause in the audience on opening night, and I was one of those people applauding. I brought a sample of the
song.
And you
got to think that a lot of folks in the audience probably are not there for their first Lion King. These are a lot of folks that are repeat customers.
I think that accounts for...
That's
for,
a guess.
Yes, I think
knows?
That accounts for some of its success, absolutely. I brought you a sample of the song He Lives in You, the reprise, which is played during that scene with the mask. It's sung to Simba to convince him to live up to his legacy. So from the original Broadway cast album, one of the many songs that was added to the five that were in the 1994 Disney animated feature, He Lives in You.
Oh, yeah, there's lots you can do with a 1, a 4, a 5, and a 6 chord. Let me tell you, that's good stuff. That's He Lives in You, the original Broadway cast of The Lion King. So, Judy, what do you think of this touring production at the Hippodrome? How does it compare to the other Lion King casts that you've seen?
The cast compares very favorably. This is a very polished cast, both the leads and the ensemble. The show opens with the Circle of Life, and it's led by the character of a baboon, a male baboon in the animated feature, a female baboon, Rafiki, kind of a shaman character. And she is played here by a South African actress, Bui Zuma. And this is the same actress who played Rafiki here back in 2011, the last time Lion King was here. And Bui Zuma gives Rafiki this great range of emotions. I mean, she can be funny, she can be joyful, she can be mournful. She's always wise, very wise baboon. The Lion King is very loosely based on Hamlet. The father of a young prince is killed, and the prince's evil, scheming uncle becomes the king. In Lion King terms, this means Simba, the lion cub, is the son of the dead Mufasa, and he has to decide what to do, just as Hamlet does. But I have to say, this is kind of Hamlet light. in this cast.
So he doesn't get to be or not to be, right?
Well, he almost, almost, but the ending is a lot more positive, I'll tell you that. The villain of the piece, the evil uncle, Scar, is a great role, as villains often are. It's played here by Mark Campbell, and he really sinks his teeth into it. He plays it as a kind of Cyril Richard, Captain Hook. Yes, yes. And in fact, when he gets his just desserts at the end, the audience on opening night cheered. When they're cubs, Simba and his friend Nala are played by child actors who alternate in the roles. When they're grown, Gerald Caesar plays Simba, and he's a really nimble dancer. He's a very expressive actor and singer. I do have to say he has a second act solo called Endless Night, and for me, this is the only time the action slowed in the show. And I think it's partly because it's performed on a bare stage, and frankly, we just miss that spectacle. But Gerald Caesar and Nia Holloway, who plays the adult Nala, use these wonderful sort of feline gestures, and she is also a very strong singer. Her Nala is this tough, determined lioness with a lot of moral fiber, a good feminist example. And I have to say something about the ensemble as a whole, because they are just awesome. Everybody in there seems to be playing...
It's a big cast.
Oh, it's very big, and they all seem to be playing multiple African animals. Some of them even play grass and plants and insects. It's an enormous production, and it makes immense demands physically and vocally on the actors, and this cast meets those demands. Here's the rousing ending, again by the original Broadway cast.
Yes, I've heard that one. The Circle of Life, performed by the Broadway cast of The Lion King. So, Judy, you're a big fan of puppets. There's lots of puppets in this show. It is central to The Lion King. But this isn't the, you know, sort of the familiar type of kids' puppets. This isn't sock puppets or marionettes, right? I mean, this is a whole new notion of puppetry, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And the puppets and the masks are really the stars of Lion King for me. When I called it an extraordinary spectacle, I wasn't referring to special effects. I was referring to artistic effects. To give you an idea, there are at least three types of giraffe puppets. There are life-size giraffes that are depicted by actors on stilts. There are these immense fantasy giraffes that bow over the first few rows of the audience. And then there are little giraffe shadow puppets. The hyenas are played by actors who hunch over, holding the animal's front legs in one hand and operating the hyena's head as a puppet with the other hand. Simba's father, Mufasa, and his evil brother, Scar, wear masks that glide forward when the lions are in combat, and their actors take sort of on the posture of the lions as the masks move forward. A lot of this puppetry is part costume. Julie Taymor also did the costumes. The actors' bodies are sort of incorporated into the silhouettes of the animals. It is incredibly creative. It's almost a new genre of puppetry.
Yeah, it's almost a new genre of show. I mean, Julie Taymor really has just revolutionized things. And this happened, there's a big anniversary going for Lion King as we speak, right?
Right. It just turned 20 years, 20 years on Broadway. So the tour is here at a very auspicious time. It is the third longest running musical in Broadway history. It has been seen by 90 million people worldwide.
Yeah, but they counted you 10 times.
And this is its third time coming to Baltimore. You may have heard that Disney is going to do a live action movie with characters voiced by famous actors. They've already named some of the cast. Beyonce, James Earl Jones is going to repeat his role from the animated feature as Mufasa. Donald Glover is going to play Simba. It's coming out in 2019. Honestly, I don't see how it can compare or compete with the artistry of the Broadway musical.
Yeah, Julie Taymor has raised the bar on this one, has she not? That's interesting. The Lion King, it's at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore until the 10th of December, and we've got a link to details about showtimes and stuff at our website, wypr.org/ midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about a show called Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at the Cohesion Theater Company. What's that about?
Well, this is a play that is partly based on an episode of The Simpsons, so this should be quite interesting.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you, Judy. Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for our guests today is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Thanks to them, Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That does it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. We'll recap the news of the week with Baynard Woods of the Real News Network and Darlene Superville of the Associated Press. And we'll get a preview of the Charles Dickens Festival in Chestertown. That's coming up this weekend. Hope you can join us tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for your calls and emails. Stay tuned now for Here and Now. It's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your being with us. Have a good day.